Okay, the last two Mishnayos spoke about Onain. So Psachim Tzadi Bei is the last off here in the eighth parak. We're going to talk about the concept of an Onain and Kodshim. There's Onain and Mitzvos, which is the sugya in the third parak of Maseches Brachos, and a Yaradea topic, but we're going to talk about Onain and Kodshim. Where does it come up? It comes up here on the Mishnah on Tzadi Amabeis, the last word, Tzadi Aleph Amabeis, the last line, and it comes up here on Daf Tzadi Beis, today's Daf. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that, the first one, Tzadi Amabeis, Tzadi Aleph Amabeis, said, you're allowed to shecht for an Onain, Shochtin Alehen. You're allowed to shecht for an Onain. Why? Because an Onain will be able to eat the carbon that night. And that's what the Mishnah says here. On Tzadi Aleph Amabeis, going over to today's Daf, Tzadi Beis Amabeis, Onain Tovel, an Onain can go to the mikvah and eat the carbon pesach that night. But the Onain cannot eat kachim that night. What is the chiddush here? So first of all, an Onain is tovel. Why is an Onain tovel? You know, what is the exactly is the tefillah? So we'll see that in a minute. But first, let's remember the din d'araisa. The din d'araisa is that there is an iser d'araisa for an onain, someone who lost one of the seven primary relatives, father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. Somebody, a kohen who lost one of the seven primary relatives, is not to eat, or even a Yisrael is not allowed to eat mice or sheni, and by extension, not allowed to eat kachim. The Sefer HaChinuch has this in Mitzvah Tuf Reish Ches. The Rambam has this in Lav Kuf Nun Aleph. I'll read it from the Sefer HaChinuch. Tuf Reish Ches, in the Parshas Kisavo. Shalolecho Meiser Sheni Ba'aninus. One is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, which requires Kedusha V'Tahara Ba'aninus. But one second, why not? He's Tahar. What if he's Tahar? And he wants to eat Meiser Sheni. What's wrong with that? V'inyan Meiser Sheni kasata b'seder re'ei. V'inyan aninus da'raisa hu b'mi shemes lo'echan mikrovav shu'chayiv l'sabel aleihem. One of the seven relatives that a person is chayiv to be misabel on. Of osu ayom sheyamus v'yikbarenu nikra onin. As we'll talk about that in a minute. It should be yom hamisa. Even the points out of the footnote that period, without kfura. Ubefer shamru zechana levracha, shiyom misu kfura bavad, hu ikra aninus daraisa, v'yom dafka v'avalayla, as we'll talk about soon. But that is the iser. And then the chinuch continues, v'lo maiser sheni bilvad asur lachlo baninus, ala af kol hakachim, mishachlan baninus loka alehin. Whoever eats kachim baninus gets malchus. Mishar shi mitzvah, what is the message behind this mitzvah? Lefi, shahakachim shulchan gavoahim. So Zevra Chena quotes two ideas about an Onain not eating Meiser Sheni or kachim. So kachim or shulchan gavoah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plate, so to speak. Vein roi lemishu doeg v'koev ma'od bilvavo. Is that appropriate for somebody who's so worried and pained in his heart, l'kariv al shulchan ha'melech, to go at the king's table? V'alderech mashal ke'en shakasuv, and similar as it says, in Megillas Esther, Kein Lovel, Shar HaMelech B'Levush Sak. Is that appropriate to come to the Shar HaMelech B'Levush Sak? Right, that's what they sent to Mordechai. What are you doing? So number one, it's inappropriate that if you're in such pain and so upset and upset, to be with the king. And Kachim is with the king. V'yo Tamacher, number two, Ki Ba'achilas HaKachim, Timsa Kapara El Abaylam. Because as we've spoken about in the past, eating Kachim brings Kapara, as we had earlier on Daf Nun Tes, Kini Sha'amru, Kohanim Ochlim, U'Baylam Miskaprim. The Ein Safik. There's no doubt that while eating kachim, aya ochlin osam bekavana ubedas shalem. The kohanim used to eat it with proper kavana ubedas shalem. V'chol machshav osam v'chol tenu osayhem nechonos neged Hashem. They ate it in an uplifted way, which is focused on doing the mitzvah. Ubiyosa adam tsaur doeg v'chareid biyom maves krovo. And while a person is in pain and nervous and anxious on the day his relative died, ain't died of a kavanos, so Yeshev's cloud. It's impossible for him to be able to have proper kavana to eat the karbanos. Al kain, ain ra'ui lechol kachi shemayim. Therefore, it's not appropriate to eat kachi shemayim u'kasher hadavar be'enei omro. And I like this this pshat. So again, this is 2 days in the Sefer HaChinuch. Interesting. Aninus is not the same as we know of as avelus. Aninus is before kfura, and Avelus is after Kfura, in general terms. The Sefer Minchas Chinuch even says, we had a couple of months ago, in Meseches Erevin, we had a shiur on Halacha Kedivrei Hameko Ba'avel, and Halacha Kedivrei Hameko Betchumin, we had a discussion of that, but the Minchas Chinuch here says that only applies to Avelus and not to Aninus. Right. First of all, many Rishonim say all Avelus is Rabbanan, so Halacha Kedivrei Hameko Ba'avel could be an outgrowth of Halacha Kedivrei but even if you say Daraisa, we mentioned, even if you say Avelus is Daraisa, you still can say Halacha Kedivrei Hameko Ba'avel, but you don't say that by Aninus. Says the Minchas Chinuch, V'da, Da'af Dekayim Alan Halacha Kedivrei Dafka linin ibol aval ani lechol kachim umaiser sheni bevaday suffik lechumer kachol suffik Torah umakam rov lokin kachol divrei Torah the dafka linin avelusit mar v'lo yanina so maiser sheni v'kachim imkain called al tinok ben yom echad kiven the rov kalu chadashav lokin amacham maiser sheni v'kachim right it's only saying shiva and you don't know in that case because he wasn't kalu lo chadashav either way this is the general background for the isser of eating kachim and maiser sheni when one is an onain. So now back to our Gemara, if somebody is an onain, the Mishnah says that one is allowed to have them in mind for the Karan Pesach and he can eat the Karan Pesach that night. Well, so why is that? So the Mishnah says he could go to the mikveh and eat the Karan Pesach that night. He could eat the Karan Pesach that night. Well, first of all, why does he have to go to the mikvah? Is an onin tameh? So let's talk about three different points. Number one, why the mikvah? So Rashi here quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga. The Mishnah in Chagiga talks about the special halachos that we have by kachim as compared to truma, and one of them is mikvah. One of them in mikvah, the beginning of Perek Chomer Bakodesh, right? Chomer Bakodesh mi Batruma. That's what the first Mishnah talks about. The chumers that we have by Karbanos that we don't have by Truma. And the last one on the list here, number 11 in this list, on Chaf Mabes Chaf Aleph and Aleph, Ha'onin Umbuchoser Kippurim, Tzrichin Tfilo Bakodesh Avalol the Truma. After an Onin is no longer an Onin, he can eat Truma. Fine, but he has to go to the mikvah before he eats Kachim. Why does he have to go to the mikvah? Tzrichin Tfila, Rashi says, La'achar Shehevi Karbano Imratza Lechal Kodesh. That's by Mechusa Kippurim. Why does an Onaid have to go to the mikvah? So Rashi points out, Shalom Nitma B'meso. If an Onaid became Tomei Meis because of his relative, then obviously he has to go to the mikvah. You don't need the Mishnah to tell us that. That's a Din D'Araisa. But here, the Onaid has to go to the mikvah. So that's the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph. If you look a couple of Daf later, in the Gemara on Daf Chaf Dalet Amabez, so says the Gemara. Why does an Onaid have to go to the mikvah? My taima, Kivan Da'adho Inna Havayasiri. Atzrachinu Rabbanan Tevila. Since up until now there was an Isser to Araisa for an Onein and a Mechusa Kippurim, but an Onein for our purposes to eat Kadshim and Meiser Sheni, so now the Rabbanan, to remind him and to reflect the Matir, so they require Tevila Midir Rabbanan. Require Tevila Midir Rabbanan. He was Usser till now, and now he is Mutter. The Rambam quotes this also in Hilchos Avos Hatumos. The Rambam quotes this halacha of the Chomer Bakodesh. The Rambam says here, let me just find it. The Rambam says, Ha'onin acher shetam zman aninuso, u'mechusa kippurim acher shevi kaparaso, tzrichin tfilo v'achilas ha'kodesh, avalo l'truma, sha'onin u'mechusa kippurim mutu l'achal z'truma. An onin could eat truma. U'mepnei mahit tzrichum tfilo l'kodesh. So why did we need tfilo? Shari ad ato hayu asurin l'achal z'kodesh. Rambam adds, V'heisichu daitan v'shema nitme'u. He is an onein, he is upset, he is distraught, so maybe he became tamei without realizing it. That's why the Rabbanan would matzrich. V'heim lo yadu. They didn't realize. Maybe they became tamei. V'lo asu ma'ilazu el ala achila avala negia nogin b'kachim kodim tefila. That's the Rambam svara, that why do you need it? Because he was so distraught, maybe he became tamei, he didn't realize it, so therefore, just in case, we say everybody should go to the mikvah. The problem is, when the Rambam quotes our Mishnah, he explains it a little differently. The Rambam, in Karban Pesach, Perek Vav Alachates, Ha'onein ro'i lechol ha'pesach la'erev. An onein is roi to eat Karan Pesach that night. If somebody's an onein in an Erev Pesach, so it's okay. You can shech the Karan Pesach for him, you can eat it that night. Mipnei she'aninus laila midivrayim. As we'll talk about soon, Rashi quotes this svara also. Aninus laila midrabanan, and because it's only drabanan, so then he's allowed to eat. We'll get back to that. El shochtan alav etovel v'achar kach ochel. Kidei, but what does Rambam say here? Why do you have to go to the mikvah? Kidei she'yifrosh me'aninuso v'lo yasir daito. So that he stops focusing on being an onein, and he has a focus on the Karban Pesach. So he asked the Lecha Mishnah, why does he quote a new reason? Why does he just quote the reason he quotes in Shara Avos Atumos? And that is, there was a chash that he became Tamei, and he didn't know about it, so he has to go to the mikvah just in case. Here he doesn't say that. Here he just says he should focus. So explains the Lecha Mishnah. Because here, maybe there's no chash of his becoming Tamei, because he knows the Karban Pesach is coming up. He knows he wants to eat the Karban Pesach with the rest of Klal Yisrael. So maybe that's why there's no chash that he became Tamei. But you still require tevila, so he could refocus. V'nir li l'tarets, desham, says the Lecha Mishnah, gabi onein, shetam aninuso, u'mechusa kibram shevi kaparaso shayacha hutayma, v'shem da'ad ata haya aser b'achilas kodesh, v'lefichach lo nizhar, aval hacha onein mutter b'achilas pesach b'layla, shehu eis achilaso, v'lama lo nizhar, he would be zoy, l'lkach leka v'adeh hachtayma, da'hasam, ela kadesh yasiach daito. That's the only svara, that's why the Rama comes up with a new svara here, because the chashash tumah would not be true. Fine, that is tefillah. Next, let's get back to Shitas Rashi. So Rashi here on the bottom of Sandi Aleph, I'm an Aleph, Beis. So the Mishnah says, an Oni can eat the Korban Pesach that night. So then Rashi adds in, V'yafal pisha dain lo nikbar. Even though the burial did not take place, din aninus ben haTorah, lo yubayom, because Rashi says, aninus daraisa is only the day of death. And even if the burial does not take place, aninus daraisa ends that night. Shenemar hein ayom ekrivu v'ani onein, by Aaron HaKohen, v'yachaldi chadas hayom. Yom aser laila mutter, v'tfila boi, v'zu achas me'achas esri mailos, t'chomer b'kodesh, as we just quoted. And because aninus laila is only d'rabanan, and therefore, Rashi continues, Mitoch Shenasra Adakshav, Bakachim, Asukhin Rabbanatfila, Vyavish and Mechusa Kipurim Tavo Meyaspala, Velo Yachaloni Lara, Bakshar Kachim, to Asar Anin Slailam Yerabanan. Regarding other Kachim, the still in this Drabanan, Aninus Laila's Drabanan, and therefore by other Kachim, where there's no pressure for them to partake, so therefore we say you can't eat Kachim. Ulagabi Pesach, Lohemidu Devrayim, Bamakam Kares. But regarding Karim Pesach, and I say of Kares, so the Rabbanan were not mokim their words, and therefore they allowed him to eat the Karban Pesach, and that's exactly also what the Rambam says in that same halacha that we were reading before, in Perek Vav Halacha Tes, Lohemidu Divrayim B'davar Zeh B'makom Kares El Shochton Olav Etova V'achar Kach Ochel V'chulu B'med Ver Mamurim. And then he quotes, this is only if the person died after Chatzos. So Kfar Nischayev v'Karban Pesach. Aval ha-meis lo ha-meis kodem Chatzos. Ein shochlen olav el yitcha l'sheni. V'pshat olav ezarko adam tovo ochel erev. Okay. But then he talks about this is only by Karban Pesach, but by other Kachim, it does not apply. Good. But Pashtus of Rashi is that Aninus Yom is the Araisa, and all you need is Misa at night, even before the burial is Rabbanan. This is against the Merome Sada, the Nitziv in Zvachem, Adav Tezvav, assumes that Shitas Rashi is that it's Daraisa all the way until burial. All the way until burial, at least the Gabi Avoda. Why does the Nitziv think that? Because if you look in the Mishnah there in Zvachem, Adav Tezvav Amid Beis, the beginning of the second parak, the Mishnah lists off all people who are possible to do avoda. So one of them is Onain. Rashi says Onain calls man shelo nikbar hames, as long as the mace hasn't been buried. As long as the mace hasn't been buried. So says the Nitziv, okay, until the mace is buried, it's Onain daraisa. Maybe even after that day. But again, if you look at our Rashi, it doesn't say that. So l'chora, you have to say, other achronim say, you have to read that Rashi in light of this Rashi. As long as the burial didn't take place yet, on the day of death. But if it's after the day of death, then it's for sure Durabanan, even if the burial didn't take place yet. But that's what the Nitziv says. The Nitziv and the Merome Sada on that Rashi, on Daf Tesvav, he says, Mikamakom Kozman Shemesu Mutu Lafanav Areza Onein Le'inin Avoda. V'zeh Daloka Rambam. He says, this is against the Rambam, who says that Aninus Daraisa is only the day of death, period. Umeis, as the Rambam says in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, exactly how we interpreting our Rashi, but the Rambam says, "Ezehu onein zeshemes lo meis min akrovim shuchayv lis abel alehen." Somebody who one of his relatives died, biyom amisa belvad hu shenikra onein din Torah, v'lalayla hu onein midivrei sofrim. Umeis sheshaha yamim v'acharkach nikpar. If the burial took place a few days later, kalosama yamim sheachar yom amisa hu onein midivreihem. All the days after the day of death, he's an onein midrabanan. V'chein yom akvura ve'eno tofes leilo. Right, also Yom HaKfuri, so it's an Onein Dorabanan. Lefichach, Misha Meis Lo Meis, V'kavr, Lachar Yom HaMisa, Kol Yom HaKfura, Eino Makrif, V'enocha B'kachim, Midivrehem. The day of Kfura is still knocked out, even after the Kfura, Midorabanan. V'tovav Ocha La'erev, V'yom Shmu Akrova, V'chulu, and he continues. Avo Yom HaMisa, Kishem Sh'asu Lecho B'kachim in HaTorah, Kach Asu Lecho B'leilo Midivrehem. Yom HaMisa, then he cannot eat Kachim that night. As we said. So the Nitziv says in Zvachim, Adav Tezvav, I think Rashi is against the Rambam. I think Rashi is against the Rambam. V'nira, says the Nitziv, the Lasa Rambam, Muchach lo markein, Dacha yom ha-misa, afilu b'shas, b'shash meso lo nikvar, eino oni min ha-Torah. And then he just quotes from the beginning of Maseches Ksubis and Bilas Mitzvah, other sugyas. But again, the pashtus is, other achronim say, is that there's no machlokas here. So machlokas here, Rashi over there that says kol zman shelo nikbar hames, right? That has to be read in light of our Rashi. There is a problem though. The Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Kuf seems to say that if a mace is buried on the night of Pesach, the onin is asur lechol. Onin is asur lechol. So isn't it a kol shekein if he's not buried yet? if he's even after the mace is buried that night, we say that he can't eat. So isn't it a kol shekein if he's not buried? That's the question of the Chafetz Chaim in the Likutei Halachas there in Zvachim on Daf Kuf, and the Rav Isser Zalman there in B.S. Mikdash says maybe it's not a kal v'chomer. Maybe it's not a kal v'chomer, says Rav Isser Zalman. Then maybe there's a difference. And he talks about the lamdas question when the Rabbanan expanded aninus to aninus de Rabbanan. Is that exactly like aninus daraisa, or is that a new idea? Yesh la'ayin b'din onein de Rabbanan b'isser kachim. Right, when the Rabbanan said at night you're still an onein de Rabbanan, then therefore you can't eat karbanas. To me, daraisa eino aser lo biyom arishon me'amisa bein shenikbar bein shelo nikbar. Right, as we said, me daraisa is only the day of death. Umidrabanan matzino she'asu bo shnei dvarim. Midrabanan, we see there are two isurim that the Rabbanan created. Chada shekol zman shelo nikbar hameis hu aser bekachim afilu shoa kama yamim. There's aninus drabanan until burial, no matter when that is. Aninus drabanan, he can't eat karbanos. The ode to yom kfura aser vegam tofet leilo. And whenever the burial takes place, the following night is also aser drabanan. So there is a drabanan until burial, and there is a drabanan on the night after burial. So v'yesh lehis tapik im gidrei shem onein drabanan. Who migeder onein de oraisa lagabe kachim? Is it an expansion of the isur daraisa of an onein in kachim? The rak shehirchivu hazman v'asra afilu shah kama yamim v'gam la'asra b'yom hakvura v'nimsa shuchad dina im onein mida oraisa. Is it all the same? The kamosha b'yom rishon hu b'shem onein la'asra b'kachim bein kodim kvura bein achar kach midin torah kein b'shara yamim ad shalom nikbar v'gam achar kach asim b'divrayim mishem onein. Do you say that? Oh, or not? The Masha Asur Chachamim Oni Bekachim Acha Yom Rishon Kodim Kvura, whom he gather Onin Bedini Avelus, La Asa Bebasar Vayayin Ali Hipatr Men Amitzvos. Right, there's a din of Aninas to be observed, just like there's a din of Avelus to observe Nihugim. Umada Asur Biyom Kvura Acha Kvura, who Inyan Acha Migidri Avelus. Maybe the expansion until burial, that's an expansion of the Aninas. But the one at the night after the burial, so maybe that's a different din. Maybe that's a different din. And he says maybe Rashi holds that that is a different. Is a different din, and therefore he says that's how you can answer the kasha of the Likutei Halachas of the Chafetz Chaim. Im neima the din yom kvura who din miyuchad im kein lo kasha klau diaf the travayo midrabanan. You're right. There's an isur drabanan up until burial, and therefore you might say that it should be the same thing up until burial and after burial. Mikol makom kvar chasav Rashi zal. Sham Bachilas Kachim Diobiyama Kfura Hechmir Mishim Deruba Kavri Biyomamisa. Vyasila Mishri Yom Misa Atzmo. You might, if you say that you can eat after, right, the burial, because you might come to say you can eat after the Misa. Vyosh on the day of the Misa, Vishbakama Shemita Devrayam Makam Karis. Vyem Ken Yeshlomar, the Dafka Biyom Kfura Hechmir Bamakam Pesach. Ava Kozmanchalo Nikbar Eino Aser Be'erev. Right, you don't say the kal v'chomer. There's a din of up until the kvura. There's a din of after the night after the kvura. But if you have a time period which is not yom hakvura and it is not yom hamisa, so then you'll be able to eat. It's a lesser of an issa d'rabanan, and therefore you'll be able to eat. Okay, you can look more at that evan ha'azal. One final point to discuss, and that is, what about a regular onein eating karbanas on yantif? Right, the pashtus of our Mishnah is that an onein cannot eat kachim on yantif. Right, what does it say? Only by karban pesach. But if not, without karban pesach, you can't eat kachim. Pashtus, even if the burial, right, the burial didn't take place. That's what the Meiri says right here. The Meiri says here that it's mashma from our Gemara that an onein cannot eat karbanos on yantif. And the question the Miri asks is why? There's no avelus on yantif. There's no avelus on yantif. So how why can't he eat kachim? So Pasha, there's no anidus on yantif too. But there's still an issur of eating kachim. So ask the Meiri right here, the Sadi Amebeis, anidus lailo is only drabanan, so why can't he eat kachim? It's simchas yantif. So the Meiri has two dais. So he says, amazing. Day number one, regel is only mevatel avelus and not aninus. Regel mevatel avelus efshar shekosh lo nikbar ina mevatel aninus. Wow. If that's true, then all the other halachas of aninus should apply also on yantiv. He can't eat meat, he can't drink wine. That's number one day of the Meiri. Oh, shema ina mevatel ela inyane ha'avelus. Kigon sicha v'rachitza v'domehen. Aval davar ha'aser mitzad davar acher. Kigon achilas kachim ina mevatlo. There is no aninus, But there's a separate din that you can't eat kachim. What does he mean? So first of all, this issue that the Miri points out is really a machlokas rishonim. The Tosfos Rid in Moed Katan and the Ritva in Moed Katan, Daf Yadalad, both say beferish, that an own, the Ritva seems to say it, the Tosfos says beferish, an onin is allowed to eat kachim on Yantif. And there's a huge a footnote in that Tosfos Rid, if you want to look at it. But what about the mashmos of our Mishnah? So some achronim say, maybe Laila Rishon is different. Laila Rishon, we had earlier, maybe there's no full Simchas Yantif on the Laila Rishon, so that's why an Oni wouldn't be able to eat Kachim. But the rest of Yantif, he would be able to eat Kachim. Right? So that's, again, a big discussion. But what's the Svar to say that he cannot? So they quote B'Shem Reb Chaim, that maybe on Yantif, he has a shame onein, but not nihuge aninus. So only nihuge aninus are mutter. He could eat meat, he could drink wine, he could wash, he could this, he could that, because those are nihugim. But he's still called an onein. L'may nafkamina. If there's some other halachas that have limitations on onein, like achilas kachim, there's a din achilas kachim that an onein can't eat it. Not because it's in dine aninus, but din achilas kachim. So maybe that's why an onein can't eat it. And maybe that's what the Meiri is driving at here. What did the Meiri say again? Shema ina mavatel ele in yane avelus. What he means by like nihuge aninus. Sicha rachitza aval davar ha'asr mitzad davar acher kagon achilas kachim. So maybe that's the pshat of the Meiri, what Reb Chaim is saying. So again, this is issues of aninus and kachim. Okay, we'll stop here.